Good morning, and good morning to all of you. I hope all of you are relieved now that the tax season is over. This morning, I wanted to start with a simple reflection. So if you could, please join me in a moment of reflection with your hands put together in Gassho. Or if you are on the road this morning, please keep your eyes open and just simply listen to these words. Just for today, don't get angry. Don't worry. Be grateful. Work diligently. Be kind to others. For the continual improvement of my mind and my body, every morning I put my hands together in Gassho and repeat these words and allow it to permeate in my heart. Namo Amida Butsu. These are the words of Dr. Mikao Usui, the founder of Reiki. He felt that before anyone could practice Reiki, one must first take responsibility for his or own health and well-being. I first heard these five principles when a friend of mine and I started taking classes in holistic health together. Through these classes, my friend and our teacher, I have been able to better understand myself and where my place was in this world as a Jodo Shinshu minister and how the teachings apply to my life. Through the various classes, the word intent or intention came out repeatedly. It made me think a lot as to why I do things. Many of us in the class came from different walks of life. However, I found myself to be in the minority, being the only minister in a crowd of massage therapists. However, it was a great experience and continues to be a great experience. In the idea of doing something just for today, we come to think about what is our intention for today. In our daily practice, I encourage you to repeat to yourself every morning my opening reflection. I believe that in our practice as Jodo Shinshu practitioners, our practice is defined as a practice of living daily life. Renyo Shoning writes in one of his letters that the Nembutsu teaching is the teaching of the here and now. Nembutsu cannot exist without the notion of the here and now. If we live life with the intention of living in the here and now, it opens the doors to many possibilities. What does it mean not to get angry, not to worry? What does it mean to be grateful, work diligent, and be kind to others? Every morning, I ask myself these very questions. There's not a day when I don't get angry or worry. There are the days that I am not grateful or super lazy and not kind to others. Every day, it's like moving mountains to live a life full of these ideals. In the world we live in, it's hard not to get angry at the things we see happening in the news. We tend to worry a lot, especially when there are a lot of uncertainties. Next month, my stepdaughter will be graduating from high school. It will be a great moment for our family life. However, she will be starting school in July, and like every parent, we will start to worry. How will she do on her own, especially living by herself in Arizona? Will she have enough to eat? Will she have enough money? Shinran Shoning saw this and understood this as he clarified the Nembutsu teachings to make it accessible to the common householder. That is why the power of the Nembutsu is so important for us to understand and come to fully appreciate. Which is why I believe that the last part is so important for the continual improvement of my mind and my body. Every morning, I put my hands together in Gassho and repeat these words and allow it to permeate in my heart. Every day we repeat these words and make a conscious effort to improve ourselves. The world is in the continuous process of changing, so we too must change. How we may have thought 5 to 10 years ago may not necessarily make sense today. As I get on in age, I need to take care of my body more. For me, gone are the days of my youth. Now I rely on reading glasses. I have more white hair, and age-related health issues are slowly being discussed more. However, one thing remains, the inconceivable light of Amida Buddha that remains to embrace me as I live life and continue to reflect on these words, and the Nembutsu is attempting to teach me. This embrace has carried me a long way. More and more, and as I reflect and recite these words, I can feel in myself this better understanding and feeling of what it means to be grateful for everyone and everything that I experience every day in my life. When we talk about intent, I believe this is what Shinran Shonin is trying to say when he states that the intent of Shakyamuni Buddha's appearance in this world was solely to teach the 18th vow. This intent, this appearance to solely teach the 18th vow, allows us to live every day in the embrace of Amida Buddha's compassion and live a life in the awareness of appreciation and gratitude that comes from the continuous improvement of our minds. This then allows us to understand that while, yes, it is a hard life to live, in which just for today, we don't get angry and we don't worry. Be grateful, work diligently, be kind to others, plays a significant role in our lives, in which we endeavor to be like this with our utmost and make it a consistent work in progress. When you really think about it, these concepts are not new. Our parents have tried to instill these concepts from when we were young and tried to instill it in our children. Maybe you haven't heard it as such, but I'm sure if I said it like this, it would make more sense. Hey, why are you mad for? Hey, no worries. Hey, say thank you. Hey, you better work hard. Bumbai, you're not going to have good job. Hey, be nice. To me, that is the other side of the culture of the Aloha Spirit that we don't see. Culturally, we have seen these concepts portrayed in a different manner. Sometimes we are chased around the house by our parents, or with our cheek squeezed between their pointer finger and thumb, or intimidated with a ruler or kamaboko slipper in hand. I'm sure that is not what Shinran Shonin had in mind, or the Buddha. But it did teach us right away respect, humility, and appreciation. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying we should be doing these kinds of things, even though we turned out good. However, it's just a way of illustrating that we have heard these concepts in our everyday lives when we were growing up. As we all know, life is always in play. Unlike a tape recorder or our DVDs, we cannot press the pause button, rewind button, or fast forward through the boring commercials in our lives. So just for today, as it gets carried on into the next day, just for today, we must live a life to its fullest, knowing that we only have this moment. Recently, Dr. Nobuo Haneda, a noted Shin scholar, was here in Hawaii to speak. He posed a statement, how are we going to end the sentence to our lives? End it in a period, not a comma. That is an interesting thought. A comma in a sentence connotates a pause and then a continuation. With a period, there's a definitive, defined ending. I will end my sentence with an exclamation point to mark a strong ending. How will you end your sentence? As we begin a new week, let us take a little time to repeat these words every day. Just for today, don't get angry, don't worry, Be grateful, work diligently, be kind to others for the continual improvement of my mind and my body. Every morning, I put my hands together in Gassho and repeat these words and allow it to permeate in my heart. Let us make this a daily aspiration for us, and let us be able to apply it into our daily lives. Thank you very much, everyone, for tuning in this morning. This is David Fujimoto wishing you all a good week, surrounded by Amida Buddha's infinite wisdom and compassion. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.